Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is February 11th, 2018. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. But before we begin, an important announcement. The Astrology News Report needs your financial support to keep going. Even $10 helps, but you can donate any amount. Just click or tap on the link at the end of this video. Thanks. And now, on with this week's report. Mars is the planet of action. Mars makes things happen all by itself. In mid-January, Mars entered Scorpio, the sign of alliances, secrets, and investigations. In the USA chart, Scorpio is the 12th house, the sector of the chart that signifies hidden acts, corruption, criminals, conspiracies, treason. Seems that almost every day there's been yet another instance of secret alliances, conspiracy, and investigations. One example of this Mars action. Starting a couple of weeks ago, there was the infamous Nunes secret memo in the House of Representatives, which, after much hype hinting at public officials conspiring against our illustrious president, it became public knowledge. The highly touted memo turned out to be, well, underwhelming. Here's the chart of the approximate time of the release of the memo. As we can see, the moon, significator of the public and the public's thinking, is directly influenced by Neptune, planet of fantasy, deception, and disappointment. The memo turned out to be little more than a partisan hatchet job. Nonetheless, it was used by Trump to throw shade on the FBI and, by extension, to lay the groundwork for firing Special Counsel Robert Mueller and thus end the Trump-Russia investigation. Actually, Trump does have reason to be concerned. That same Mars transit in Scorpio is fast approaching a direct opposition to his natal 10th house planets, indicating a serious challenge to Mr. Trump's status and reputation. The main effect of releasing the memo, other than to maybe bolster Trump's reasons for firing Mueller, seems to have been to damage the relationship with U.S. intelligence agencies and the corresponding agencies of our overseas partner countries. Note how Saturn, the planet of restriction and reality, is transiting in the ascendant of the U.S. astrology chart and thus opposing the U.S. 7th house natal planets, especially Venus, the planet of advice. The 7th house represents partner countries. Not to be outdone, the Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee have come out with their own memo. But the release of that memo depends on the president's approval, and unsurprisingly, he has not signed off on it. So, more scorpionic conspiracy, manipulation, secretive motives, investigations, etc., etc. But Mars in Scorpio doesn't have to be all bad. In fact, since Scorpio is ruled by Mars, the qualities of Mars and Scorpio are getting boosted. For instance, the signification of Mars being the planet of strategy and logic in Scorpio, the sign of alliances. Over in Germany, it appears Angela Merkel and her conservative Christian Democrat Party have achieved a compromise with the opposition to form a coalition government. This after nearly 5 months of political limbo since last fall's election, where nobody got enough seats in parliament to form a government. Compromise means the center-left Social Democrats will get the vice chancellorship along with C6 key cabinet posts. Helping to bring this all about was Venus, the planet of agreement and compromise, which entered into Aquarius on Monday, a pattern that promotes social compromise. Aquarius is a sign with a social conscience and is willing to sacrifice personal desires for the good of the community. Last week, Mercury, the planet of communication and therefore messaging, was closely conjunct Ketu, one of the eclipse points. In Vedic astrology, Ketu is the significator of the past, and thus the non-manifest, non-material world. When another planet combines with Ketu, things get stirred up in unpredictable ways, bringing up the unresolved past, and with a potential for causing chaos. Last week, there was a sequence of events related to the past, a big problem with messaging, the media, and finally, things degenerating into chaos. Another important person on the White House staff ran into a buzzsaw of negative publicity related to his personal past, which ultimately resulted in him joining the dearly departed. This time it was the staff secretary. That's the person who is in charge of the ebb and flow across the president's desk. The staff secretary is privy to all the information that the president has access to, so this person has to have the highest security clearance. Problem is, he didn't. Why? 'Cause he has a police record. Turns out, the evidently highly regarded Rob Porter has a dark side. He's a wife beater. And yet, he's been working in the White House for the past year. Anyway, all of this came to light last week. Here's where the Scorpio conspiracy pattern comes in. Evidently, White House officials, specifically Chief of Staff John Kelly, the guy who was supposed to clean up the White House, knew about the charges against Mr. Porter, charges that would compromise a person in such a high position. But Mr. Kelly chose to do nothing about it. Now Kelly himself may be on his way out. Reportedly, Trump is furious about the recent turn of events and how the media messaging has gotten away from him. Even his defense of his staff secretary has fallen flat with the public. Meanwhile, Mercury will be getting away from Ketu this week. Venus is the planet of value and finance, so Venus is the chief planet signifying the stock markets. When a planet changes signs, it is weakened. Last week, as Venus was changing signs, moving from Capricorn to Aquarius, the stock market took its worst one-day plunge in history, the Dow Jones average dropping 1,175 points. Markets around the world had similar declines. Although there was some recovery during subsequent days, on Thursday, the market tanked again, with another 1,000-point drop for the Dow Jones. Pundits and prognosticators are calling it a correction due to too much of a rapid rise in the past year. Others anticipate something more dire. What does the astrology foretell? Well, looking at the USA chart, the second house indicates the nation's finances, people's buying power, and the holding of market shares. The second house of the USA chart is going to get hit pretty hard with a planetary pattern this coming summer. So, maybe it is time to sell. On a lighter note, according to Vedic astrology's Vimshatari Dasha system of prediction, the USA is currently in a Rahu major period. Rahu is a significator of innovation. Its placement is in the eighth house of the natal chart, the house of scientific inventions. Elon Musk's Falcon Heavy rocket successfully blasted off from Cape Canaveral last Tuesday at approximately 3:45 p.m. EST. Here's the chart. Interesting that Pluto, the significator of generational change, is nearly exactly opposite, therefore influencing the ascendant degree. Mr. Musk's stated intention is to send people to Mars. Note, too, that the rising sign is Gemini, a sign that likes tricks and jokes. The rocket had a payload consisting of one of the fabled entrepreneur's Tesla cars, complete with mannequin driver dubbed Starman after the David Bowie song, and with cameras attached so that we could all watch. Somewhere out there, the cherry red roadster is on its final journey, maybe to join up with Mr. Bowie in the great beyond. And now, before leaving, a small favor to ask. It does take a lot of time, effort, and work to produce these videos, and I do live in the real world with bills to pay. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please show your support by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.